Chapter 4. The Pickpocket. Stephen ran down to see if Robert was hurt.
"That car nearly ran me down," said Robert as he got up slowly.
"The driver tried to take your camcorder. Did you see?" Stephen asked.
"No, I didn't," Robert replied. "Thank you for shouting. As a reward, I'm going to lend you my camcorder. I'll show you how to use it."
Stephen jumped up and down in excitement.
"That's great," he said.
The next day, Stephen made his first film. His dad had a shop in the mall. He sold watches and jewellery. Stephen decided to make a film about the shop. Sarah interviewed Dad and Stephen filmed them.
"What do you like about your shop?" Sarah asked.
"I like talking to the customers and selling them nice things," Dad said.
Stephen filmed a customer as she bought one of Dad's most expensive watches. He kept filming as she put the watch in her pocket and walked out of the shop. But then something strange happened. The man in the black jacket appeared again. He bumped into the customer. Stephen saw that he did it on purpose.
"Oh, I'm very sorry," said the man.
At the same time, another man quickly took the new watch from the woman's pocket.
"Stop, thief!" Stephen shouted. "Stop that pickpocket!"
Dad ran out of the shop and grabbed the pickpocket. The pickpocket struggled, but Dad did not let go of him.
"That man took my watch," the woman said.
"The watch is mine. I bought it. Let me go," said the pickpocket.
"He's lying," said Stephen, "and I can prove it. I filmed it all."
"The other man ran away," said Dad. "They must work together."
The woman telephoned the police.
"Let's film a report," said Sarah.
So Stephen filmed her as she described the robbery. Then she interviewed the woman. When the police arrived, Stephen showed them his film of the robbery, and the police arrested the pickpocket. The police asked Dad to send them a copy of the DVD. That evening, the family watched the children's report.
"That was very good," said Dad, proudly.